This is Witchcraft Off the Beaten Path. I'm Molly Dyer. The date of this episode is November 10th, 2021. Wherever in the world you are, I really hope this finds you fed, safe, happy, and wanting for nothing. We have entered the season of thankfulness, and I know sometimes it's hard to find a lot to be thankful for during a pandemic. Find something. Find a little thing. Something small. Start your gratitude from a very small place. Build it from there. And please excuse my stuffy head, my snotty, nasal, scratchy voice. Amarillo, Texas is trying to kill all of us with allergies this autumn. Calm your tits, Texas. The topic of today's episode is witch talk. Not witch talk, T-A-L-K, but the witchcraft side of TikTok. Witch talk. TikTok. It's what the kids are doing these days. I succumbed to the temptations of no more than 3 minute long videos about whatever, anything, everything, or nothing a few months ago, thanks to some punk ass friends of mine. Just kidding, I love them like family. Anyway, they wouldn't stop sending me these TikTok videos on Facebook Messenger. When I finally gave in to the TikTok vortex of time suck, I almost immediately began discovering that I most likely had undiagnosed ADHD. Side note, I have a doctor's appointment in early 2022 to be diagnosed and medicated if necessary for said ADHD, and it'll most likely be necessary because my neurodivergence game is strong. When I told my mom I was pretty sure I had undiagnosed ADHD, without a hint of irony and without so much as missing a beat, she said, "Oh, sure, yeah, I've known that since you were little." Granted, back in the 70s and early 80s, when I would have been diagnosed, because I'm old, the only real treatment for kids, that I'm aware of anyway, was Ritalin. And if you were around back then and can remember, you'll recall what a shit show Ritalin was. And she didn't want that for me. Which I appreciate. But even still, I was like, wow, mom, cool, thanks for not telling me. And that knowledge would have come in handy for my whole entire fucking life. Anyway, what was I talking about? I was talking about ADHD and TikTok. Okay, so you undoubtedly know the monumental time suck that TikTok is. And if you're anything at all like me, you've completely given in to its siren song, its allure. The aforementioned no more than 3 minute long videos. Reaching back to that ADHD portion of my brain I was talking about and how TikTok videos are the perfect length of time to fuel the ADHD fire in my brain without getting boring. And if you stumble across a video or a live feed that isn't your cup of meat, you just swipe and you're onto something new. I balked at the thought of TikTok for a very long time, yet somehow I was lured in. As if someone were dangling a carrot on a stick. Or more realistically for me, like someone was holding up a donut and motioning, "Come here," to me, because that works every time. And then I got sucked down the rabbit hole, and now there's no hope for me. Also, you can literally lure me with donuts. If you've ever seen any of my very few TikTok videos, they're all just promos for new episodes of Witchcraft Off the Beaten Path, up until I did a new one day before yesterday. No real creative content. And no, I don't put my face on my TikTok videos. Sorry, not gonna. After I posted my very first TikTok in July, it was my eyes and mouth that were superimposed on a cat. It was pretty ridiculous. And it was pretty pedestrian, being my first video and all. I didn't know what I was doing, really, or how to work TikTok yet. I was a total noob. I sort of still am. There was a comment on that video by one of my sweet listeners that stated, "This is the closest we'll ever get to seeing your face," or something similar. Yeah, truth. Sorry. The girl's gotta have secrets, you know. That was about 5 months ago, and I'm still, as I mentioned, a total noob. I don't really know what the hell I'm doing, but it's kind of fun. But nonetheless, it's another way to get the word out about new episodes of my podcast or introduce witches to my podcast. So I've been spending a lot of time on TikTok.
A lot of time. Ask my husband. I can't stop watching it.
But I've also been taking a very close look at the witchcraft side of TikTok, referred to lovingly as witch talk, usually hashtag witch talk. There's some great information on witch talk for new witches and seasoned witches alike. There are some great tips on herbal incense making and spell crafting, divining, writing spells. You can find green witches, Wiccans, heathens, cottage witches, Satanists, atheist witches like me. There's a lot of information on TikTok aimed directly at witches. A lot of information. And some of it's fantastic. Not all of it is great, or safe, or trustworthy. I've had messages in my inbox, in my email, and on Messenger asking me about a spell they found on Witch Talk to bring back the boyfriend that cheated on them, or the husband that left after manipulating and gaslighting them. So I started looking around and found a lot of really not good stuff. And I'll just put this out here, and you can hate me if you need to. Why do you want that cheating boyfriend back? And why do you want that husband back that manipulated and gaslighted you? Just gonna leave that there, okay? You can treat that as a doormat if you'd like. Keep on walking. You will find some of my friends on TikTok sharing their crafts, their talents, their music, their magic, and their advice. Like Amy Blackthorne, as a matter of fact, as Amy Blackthorne and also as Blackthorne's Botanicals, who, by the way, just won a Witchy Award for the magical formulary or recipe for the 2021 Witchies. So she's now an award-winning author. Congratulations, Amy. Amy is, of course, a personal friend of mine, but also a friend of witchcraft off the beaten path. And you won't find a whole lot better sources for a whole lot of botanical stuff than Amy Blackthorne. You'll also find S.J. Tucker at S.J. Tucker Music, the adorable and wonderful and incredibly talented S.J. Tucker, who, if you don't remember, go back and listen to the episode with S.J. Tucker during my Pagans in Music series. She's fantastic, and I just adore her. You can also find my friend Shiva Honey at Ms. Shiva_Honey. Learn about her website and learn about the Satanic Temple and buy her really awesome deck, The Devil's Deck, and The Devil's Tome that she wrote as well. Shiva has a lot of really cool content to offer and great advice too. There are all sorts of reputable witchcraft accounts on the Witch Talk side of TikTok. I like the Seva Mama's channel, and that's S-E-V-A, Mama's channel. There's Emily Dexter's channel about astrology, the moon, and spirituality. There's Elwyn at Antlered Crown. There are a ton of good, reputable witch channels on TikTok. And the others. There are others that like to portray themselves as the big bad witch. Much bigger and badder than anybody else, most especially you. I'm not going to mention the names of any of these accounts for their privacy and because I don't want to lead anyone to them. They can do their own promotion. I'd much prefer to lead you, my listeners, to accounts that are helpful, that disseminate valuable information and are more interested in uplifting witches in the global village than they are trying to prove an empty, invalid point by making their practice a competition. If you're looking for them, you'll probably find them, but they'll be a waste of your time and energy. Some of the bravado is kind of funny in an entertaining way, but that's really where the value runs out. There's an account I happened upon, unfortunately. The creator wants to seem like such a big badass witch, so powerful. Man, is that dumb! If you come across a TikTok channel whose main intent seems to be to stir up shit and create drama, please keep scrolling. If you come across a channel on Witch Talk that seems like their main intent is to prove to the world just how witchy they are and that they're witchier than you are or will ever be, please keep scrolling. And remember, they're not witchier than you or anybody else. They're just more insecure than you, and they have a TikTok channel. It's usually the ones that shout the loudest who are trying to convince you to believe something that's just not true. But as a TikTok content creator, if the hill you're trying to build is lined with videos teaching specifically beginner witches how to curse, how to hex, and perform baneful magic against other witches and non-magical folk, without first focusing on how to protect the shit out of yourself, and for that matter, just maybe not teaching the darker side to brand new beginners right out of the chute, well, maybe you ain't the best choice for a teacher, especially for beginner students. I mean, do what you want, but if the content of some of your videos makes it glaringly obvious that you probably don't really know much about what you're trying to teach others to do, come on. Ugh. Some people know just enough to be dangerous. Literally, potentially dangerous. It's pretty fucking irresponsible to quote-unquote teach others in a way that leaves them open to danger, not only in the sense of karmic retribution, but also physical danger, by not teaching certain safety measures about things that witches utilize, like blades and fire. And for the love of all that is unholy, put your spell candles in a fucking candle holder. Stop sticking them in the middle of a shallow mound of salt, even if you are heating the bottom of the candle and sticking it to your table. That seems to be a rampant fad, very popular on TikTok right now, especially witch talk. And I'm sorry to sound like a killjoy, but it's just not safe. Please, put your candles in a spell holder. Maybe it looks cooler if you don't, but it's just not safe. They're inexpensive online and at metaphysical shops everywhere. And you can make a makeshift candle holder out of wadded up aluminum carefully if you don't have a candle holder. Just make sure to give it a flat base to sit on. Or make one out of Fimo clay or even Play-Doh for the love of crap. Just don't stick it in a shallow mound of salt. Please. If you're not going to use a candle holder for your chime candles, then please use tea light candles in their cute little aluminum cups or heat-proof plastic cups instead of chime or spell candles. They'll work just as well. And y'all know what Molly says about white candles. But come on, if you're a content creator sitting there screaming at me about being a killjoy because you've never set your house on fire with a candle you balanced in a pile of salt, that's fantastic. But you're teaching people to do it that way by sheer virtue of posting it on TikTok. Even if you're not saying, do it like this, you're leading by example. It looks cool when you do that with a candle, and people are going to be doing it, and they could potentially set their house on fire. So please, stop it. Be safe. You gotta do better than that if you're making yourself an example. All right, I'm stepping off that candle soapbox now. Be careful also, though, of following witches without delving into the entirety of their playlist. I know that sounds like a daunting task, and you might just want to go ahead and follow them first, but just be careful. I've been unpleasantly surprised by things like rampant transphobia, semi-hidden, deep within some witches' TikTok playlists. Witchcraft is all about magic, and there is inclusivity inherent within witchcraft. Whether some people want to acknowledge that or not. I mean, people, we bend energy to our will and believe wholeheartedly in things like the fey realm and superstitions and doing our own thing. There is very little we deem as too much in witchcraft. It's no place for TERFs. Of the witches I do follow on TikTok for whatever reason that I don't personally know, one is Chicken Witch Bitch. Now, admittedly, I will follow just about anybody with the word chicken in their online handle. But she's political, she's funny, she's aware of her surroundings currently. And yes, there are actually chickens in many of her videos, which I consider a giant bonus. Before also, I mentioned the Seva Mama, and I don't know if I'm saying that right. S-E-V-A, Seva, Seva, Seva. If you're looking on TikTok, it's the word the, S-E-V-A, and then Mama, M-A-M-A. She is succinct, she's to the point, she's pretty no-nonsense, and she's very affirming. I like that part the best, the affirming part. We need more affirmation in witchcraft, especially in our global village. Elwyn over at Antlered Crown is a hedge witch. He's knowledgeable, he's well-spoken, and he's a bone thrower and reader as well. He's also a tarot reader, and he's English, so he's not hard to listen to, if you get my meaning. I really like his channel, though. He's very informative. One of my favorites is Michelle at the Twig and Feather Herbs. She has, first of all, a lovely voice. She's well-spoken, and she's pretty much all about the herbs and herbalism. She is an herbalist and also a teacher. And she operates an online shop as well. She is very knowledgeable on what she talks about on Witch Talk. And being very knowledgeable is super important if you're going to be teaching people. Her classes are not free, but she seems to pack quite a bit of value into her classes. And she'll tell you up front what the costs are, etc. Look her up on TikTok for the free stuff if you're interested. Again, that's the Twig and Feather Herbs on TikTok. In your quest to find the best content on Witch Talk on TikTok, be careful not to hitch your proverbial wagon to one of the bajillions of accounts tagging Witch Talk that are just on TikTok trying to become an influencer. And there are many. Many. These are accounts hashtagged with things like witchcraft, witch, witch talk, magic with a K, spells and spellcrafting. And sometimes their content is nothing but pretty pictures of lit candles and swirling incense smoke, pretty blown glass perfume bottles posing as spell bottles, and the love theme from Practical Magic playing in the background. Not a lot of instruction there. Now, inspiration? Sure. Maybe, if it's inspiration you're looking for, say for altar setup or design or spell components or how to make it look nice, you'll find better inspiration content on Pinterest, in my humble witchy opinion. But if you're looking for pretty pictures that are impossibly implausible, you'll have no problem finding more of that than you want. There are, unfortunately, TikTokers looking to become influencers by promoting their quote-unquote witch vibes, their quote-unquote brand, which is nothing more than an aesthetic, unfortunately. It's a way of dress. There's no substance there, no philosophy. And if you've been here listening to witchcraft off the beaten path for any amount of time, you'll know that anybody can wear a witch's hat. Anybody can wear draping bell sleeves. Anybody can have their image recorded, standing in a field of swaying wheat, holding aloft a crystal ball being lit only by the golden setting sun. Those things alone don't make you a witch, any more than standing in a garage holding a set of keys makes you a car. Just be wary of the influencers. They might be fun to follow, but if you're seeking, trying to forge your own path, you're probably not going to learn a whole lot of any real value from them about authentic witchcraft. But you'll probably learn a lot about witch vibes and probably wide-brimmed hats. Another account I like to follow is Spooky Old Witch, mostly because she pulls from the Rebel Oracle deck. If you're not aware of the Rebel Oracle deck, I encourage you to pause this episode and go Google that deck. And she lets the cards bully her viewers who ask questions. And I mean, they ask for it, because this deck will read you for filth. It's an hysterically fun deck that tells you things like, you've got a good thing going, so don't fuck it up. And watch out, shit can get ugly. I don't know why I don't yet own this deck, but it's going on my Giftmas wish list. Did you hear that, honey? She's a diviner and reads bone throws, dice rolls, coin tosses, and oracle cards. She may also have other forms of divination as well that I'm not mentioning here. She is sassy. She's no nonsense. She's to the point, and I really like her. Again, that's Spooky Old Witch. As another heads up, there are gatekeeping witches on Witch Talk. Those who are telling you have to do it this way or you're doing it wrong. These are the witches who will tell you that you have to use the correct corresponding color of candle to the working you're doing, or it ain't gonna work. You have to use cat's claw, or it ain't gonna work. You have to be gifted your first tarot deck, or it will never work. There is a ton of bullshit like that on TikTok, y'all. There's also a ton of witches and so-called witches looking down their noses at those who ask what they consider to be stupid questions, which is in and of itself really shitty. And there's a lot of condescension on TikTok. The attitude, I've been doing this for a year, so I know what I'm talking about. That's funny. And let me say this, if you're new to witchcraft and you want to refer to yourself as a baby witch, that's fine. But I don't like to refer to new practitioners and seekers on my own as baby witches. It feels arrogant and pretentious for me to say the words baby witch about someone who is sincerely seeking and trying to learn, or just sticking their toe in for the first time. It's infantilizing somebody and their beliefs, in my opinion. It also feels arrogant and pretentious to hear others refer to people as baby witches. I've never heard that term so many times as I have since I've been on TikTok. I recently discovered TikToker Ophelia Omega, and on TikTok it's Ophelia_Omega. She's an Appalachian folk witch versed in herbalism, specifically the herbs used in folk witchcraft, especially in her part of Appalachia. She's super informative and also throws in the fun video from time to time that has nothing to do with witchcraft and everything to do with being human in 2021. Check her out, especially if you are at all interested in Appalachian folk magic and witchcraft. And you know that's what I do, so she's one of my new favorites. And she's also pro Black Lives Matter, anti-racist, and the list goes on. She's one of us. Give her a follow. She even did a fantastic video about generational trauma. And to paraphrase her video, she said, Appalachians that are white, if you're getting into ancestor work, you're going to have to be very honest with yourself about who your ancestors were, what kind of people they were, and their ideas on life. You're going to have to unpack colonialism, racism, ableism, untreated mental illness, trauma, abuse. You cannot idolize your ancestors and progress through this. They didn't know better, but you do, and you have to help unpack and change that. And it is a hard journey. End paraphrase. Thank you so much for that video specifically, Ophelia, and thank you for that honesty. I feel like that kind of probably took a lot of courage as an Appalachian to post that on TikTok. So TikTok isn't without its share of trolls, but it's also not without its merits and its genuinely helpful content creators. I don't know what the ratio is between the trolls you need to scroll past as quickly as you can and the content creators that are there to actually help you. But since the latter seems to be the fewer, save those videos when you find them. Like those videos. Follow those content creators who are really trying to make the world a gentler, better place for all of us witches to cohabitate peacefully. Those who are spreading valuable information and not misinformation. Those who aren't gatekeeping. Those who aren't in a competition with every other witch on TikTok. Those who believe you're just as much of a badass witch as they are, and they encourage you to be just that. Look for those content creators. And if you feel like you have valuable, valid information to share with the rest of the witches in the village, I hope you will consider becoming a content creator. Let me know if you do. I'll follow you. There's a brand new episode every Wednesday. And as always, if you have questions or comments about this or any other episode of this podcast, you can find me on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and of course, on TikTok. May you never hunger and may you never thirst. As above, so below. And just for good measure, fuck Lauren Boebert, fuck Marjorie Taylor Greene, fuck Ted Cruz, and as always, fuck Trump. I'm the quiet, demure, shrinking violet Molly Dyer. This is Witchcraft off the beaten path.